Alan, thank you for joining me on In Business.
Oh, I'm delighted to be here. Thank you very much for the invitation.
A fantastic, delighted to have you on the show. So, Alan, tell us about the Skillnet MMC Accelerate programme. What's it all about?
This programme is basically a national upskilling initiative in construction in response to, I suppose, the need to adopt more modern methods of construction, predicated around housing, yes, but also general infrastructure, to try and speed up delivery, embrace automation and sustainability. So really, it's funded by Skillnet Ireland, and it acts as a connector between SMEs, training providers, and educators and policy providers. You know, so it's a kind of a national movement to try and modernise the construction sector.
Fantastic. And how long has this programme been up and running, Alan?
Well, it started officially probably March 2024, when the Construction IT Alliance, of which I'm one of the founders, was commissioned by Skillnet Ireland to commence work on the project. There was a dual strategy involved, building a national platform, which went live in June on the Mount Lucas MMC Demonstration Park facility. Mm-hmm. It went live in last June, and also to run a series of regional events across all the various categories of MMC, which I can talk about maybe later. But so last year, we were building the platform up to around about, I suppose, July, August last year. We went on the road in September. We did four events in September. We went from County Meath to County Cavan, down to Laois and up to Sligo to various MMC facilities. And we're doing eight events this year. As I say, we went live with the platform in June, and there's been a fantastic, you know, reception to the platform.
That's fantastic. It's great to hear there's such a great reaction, and I suppose a positive reaction as well. In terms of the MMC programme, why is it so important, I suppose, that you're doing those different events and that you're out there now, I suppose, especially given, you know, the pressures that are on the housing market and the labour market as well?
Yes, well, when one looks at all the various sort of challenges facing construction, we heard all about the infrastructure challenges with Irish Water, getting sort of electricity connections, things like that. There's a lot that we can do to speed up and automate construction. And obviously, we have a housing crisis, we need to address that. So certainly there needs to be a move from more traditional building methods to more modern methods. There is a shortage of labour. So when you have a shortage of labour and skills, as you know, there's been a kind of a depletion of people coming into the trades in recent years, you have to do it in an alternative way, and you have to automate. And actually, example of our event that we're holding this week in Killarney in Thermal House's facility is, you know, an insulated concrete formwork system that can be easily installed by, you know, carpenters and block layers, and it's more sustainable, it's more rapid, you know. So these are just new methods that we need to embrace, you know.
Yeah, certainly. And it's important that those kind of methods are embraced, as you said, isn't it? Because I suppose anything that speeds things up, I suppose, and gets things moving faster, it's a huge benefit to everyone involved as well, because those working on the project can move on to the next one maybe that bit quicker, but the work gets done for those who need the works carried out as well. So it's kind of a benefit to everyone, I suppose, when people upskill and they have this this training, I suppose, and are able to deal with the latest models that are coming into place.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when you talk to the developers and the contractors, it's so important to be able to build efficiently, and rapid delivery means that, you know, you can save on interest for loans you might have to take out. Obviously, the houses are delivered quicker to the clients and the occupiers. So it's fundamentally important. But I suppose when you break down construction, there are so many new techniques that need to be used in digital design, off-site manufacturing, and site assembly. I mean, one example of that is we were at an event last June where we experienced firsthand 3D printing, and of course this hit the national press with HTL Technologies. So this is a fully automated, you know, robotic installation for the building of houses, which is so creative, as is the ICF solution that we've seen this week in Thermal House, you know.
Yeah, it's really, really interesting. And it's great to see those examples, I suppose, in real life at those different kind of events. I know you're in Killarney this week. How has the reaction been, I suppose, here in Kerry? Have you gotten a good response for people attending this event?
Oh, we've had a fantastic response. I mean, to give an example of the cross-section of people that attended this week, we've got banks, insurance companies, housing associations, we have educational training boards, we've got MTU Tralee, we've got Kerry College, we've got Enterprise Ireland, quite a lot of builders, practitioners, architects, engineers, surveyors, the National Standard Authority of Ireland. We fill the room. And it was great to see such a broad cross-section. I suppose that's one of the key kind of challenges we've been given with this project, is to make sure that we go out to the regions and connect with, you know, chambers of commerce, local colleges, local businesses, SMEs, and to bring the kind of the MMC story to more regional audiences. You know, but we're absolutely, you know, and the audience, the reception we got from Mike Cronin and his team in Thurmer House was exceptional. I mean, they've been so helpful, so impressive as a company as well.
And I suppose the MMC, Modern Methods of Construction, it sounds like it's quite an exciting space, I suppose, and it's great that you can travel around the place and I suppose and show off those modern methods as well. It's great to hear. But in terms of someone maybe that was listening that might be thinking of construction or has a bit of an interest, I can imagine you, Alan, you would probably encourage them to explore it a little bit more, because it does sound like it's quite an exciting space and a fast moving space, I suppose, at the moment in terms of a job.
Yeah, well, there are jobs out there. That's the bottom line. There are jobs out there. There are companies willing to take people on, skilled, unskilled. And even for people who have worked in the trade of construction, who maybe want to upskill, or maybe, you know, there's an opportunity, for example, to, if you're a block layer or a carpenter, to learn how to install, you know, an insulated concrete formwork house alongside Thurmer House and other IFC companies. So there's definitely jobs out there. What you'll find on our platform, which is www.skillnetmmcaccelerate.ie, a whole range of industry insights, case studies, but also all the courses that related to MMC across the entire country. We've got integration with Qualifax, so you can search for courses in, say, lean construction or sustainable construction, or even in the whole digital space. And you can search by region, and so on. So the courses are there, and there's also a helpline and an email you can send information to, and we can get back to them. So we're there to help, absolutely.
Fantastic. It sounds great. And it sounds like, as you said, there are lots of opportunities. You mentioned different categories of the MMC earlier on. You might just talk us through what you meant when you mentioned that, Alan.
Okay, well, there's principally seven categories of MMC. This followed a sort of a definition of MMC that was produced by UK authority a number of years ago. But the first one would be your full volumetric, you know, your full modular 3D solution, you know, built in a factory, back of a truck, and dropped onto site. You know, we've heard about that in the press. You can put these in your gardens or whatever. That's your first category. Second category would be your 2D panelized systems. That could be timber frame, could be light gauge steel. You know, so you're building, you know, walls and roofs, and, you know, but in a sort of a two-dimensional, and then you're assembling it like a piece of Lego on a site, you know, and that can be flatbed on the back of the truck. Then your third category then would be your pre-manufactured components, you know, your structural components. And that's like what we've seen this week in Thurmer House. That is a pre-manufactured structural component that's assembled then on site. And then, of course, you move on then to additive manufacturing, like, for example, 3D printing, like we saw in HTL and Drogheda on that Grange Close project. So that's 3D printing. And then you move into then to category 5 and 6. That's your kind of your non-structural assembly. So that may be where you have, maybe you might have a mechanical electrical planting system, like manufactured in a factory, you know, a whole, say, plant system, mechanical electrical system. And that's manufactured in the factory, wrapped and put on the back of the truck, delivered into a, I don't know, a data center, or it could be delivered to a pharmaceutical facility. And then you move in then to category 6 and 7 would form like more, that, you know, robotics, automation, artificial intelligence, building information modeling. So you're moving into kind of into categories where it is modern, but it's perhaps use of technology or more productive techniques in construction.
Fantastic. Lots to think about, I suppose, and lots of interest there,
yeah,
for people who are thinking about it. It definitely sounds like they'd be worth pursuing, because it does sound very, very interesting indeed. Just before we finish up, Alan, in terms of companies here in Kerry or workers here in Kerry, how can they access support through the programme? Because I know there is a lot, I suppose. There's the training, there's funding, and there's case studies, I suppose, as you mentioned earlier as well. But how can they get access to all of those?
Well, what I would say is contact our team in SkillNet MMC Accelerate. A lot of these courses are subsidized, but also maybe, you know, connect with your local building contractor, connect with your local manufacturer. Like, you're looking for people all the time. And I would say, you know, there's plenty of work out there. We can see it in construction. And but it is time to kind of, I suppose, to make sure that it's picking up those new skills. And, you know, to get ready for what we see as a different industry. Like, we're going to be building differently in the future. We're going to have to deliver faster, better quality, and more sustainable solutions, you know. So I think there's opportunities out there for everyone in construction.
Fantastic. Well, it sounds great. And Alan, thank you so much for taking the time to join me on the show.
Thank you so much, and much appreciated for the opportunity.